praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bunch of wild people here, right? And out there, all over the world, they're wild. In the name of Jesus, if you're not wild, then you're not walking in the gospel. The gospel will lead you by the Spirit, or the Spirit will lead you in the gospel to do wild things. The heathen. Did you see that? Did you see that? Where did that authority come from? Has God given authority to just mere men? What has come down from heaven? Only a few will say that, because they don't believe. Unbelief's terrible stuff, you know what? Bad stuff. I had my share of it. Believing God was not in my intentions. I believe in myself too much. Oh, you say you still do. Oh, no, I don't. That's where you're grossly mistaken. I walk in the Spirit, and I don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Last night we talked from the 11th chapter, the 10th chapter, pardon me, Book of Acts. House of Cornelius, Peter went, preached the word, preached the gospel. If you remember, if you don't, go back and look. He preached that word, the gospel, and those that heard the word spoke in tongues and magnified God. Read it. You know, if you believe the gospel, you'll speak in tongues. Well, you will. All you have to do is open your mouth and start talking. Thank God. I want to let you all know I'm greatly encouraged about the number of subscribers that we are adding on Roku. It's really beautiful. We're overcoming. People are turning to our broadcast, and they're getting connected with on Roku, and they're hearing the true gospel, not the gospel of nobody, the true gospel. How that Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again the third day. That's the gospel. That's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Now, believe the gospel. Believe that simple little thing. How that Jesus Christ died for our sins. According to Scripture, he was buried. He rose again the third day, according to Scripture. You know, if you're afraid somebody might hear you say it, get in your car and get on Central Expressway. And you can't even hear your radio with all the buzzing going around, right? I want to encourage you, be a partaker of this heavenly gift, the Holy Spirit, given to everyone that believes, that obeys God. Well, we're going on with the 11th chapter of the book of Acts, where Peter is talking to his Jewish friends, because what had happened, God poured his Spirit out on the Gentile. And Cornelius, it was an Italian band, I guess that means Italian. I never thought about it right then. But his prayers and his alms came up before God as a memorial. And God sent Peter to his house. and he preached the gospel to him, and he got the Holy Ghost. So now Peter has got to tell his Jewish brethren that the Gentiles have got what they've got, and that might not go over so well. You know, there is sometimes there is contention between races of people, right? Oh, yeah. You know, people call me a racist. I guess that means I run pretty fast, and that's a fact. When I was young, I think I was second, third grade, maybe, I don't know. But I wanted a pre-sale flashlight. And there was a county fair, and they had races for various age groups. And our school teacher, we went to Banner School, two-room school, first four grades in the south room and the other four grades in the north room. It was T-shaped. For those of you that are listening up there that like to correct me and tell me I don't know what I'm doing, go ahead and send me an email. I don't care. That's where I went to school. And so we entered that county fair, and they told all of us, whoever won a race, this school teacher was a wealthy man, he said, whichever one of you, all the races you win, I'm going to pay you 50 cents. I said, 50 cents? This is 1940, 41? And I said, okay. I got my pre-sale flashlight. And I won 6 out of 7. And got $3. Take it home. Hey, Dad, look at this. I want a pre-sale flashlight. He just laughed. We went and got it. See, I earned it. It didn't come from government. I'm in rare form. You know that? No, it was not a government subsidy. I earned it. And I've been at it all my life. I had a guy come to me once, and God told him to set at my feet, be taught. I said, where do you work? I don't live by faith. I said, oh, good. He comes back. He keeps hanging around me. God told me to set at your feet, and you teach me. I said, I believe you're right. Second Thessalonians says, if you don't work, you don't eat, go get you a job. So you better not hang around a man or a woman of God unless you want to hear the truth, because they will tell you what God is saying. Glory. I'm having fun already. Kathy, you think we ought to move to the 11th chapter of Acts and have you read to the world?
Whatever you want to do.
Well, how about we do what God wants us
there
to do?
There we go.
Let's go.
Okay, verse 1. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentile had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were the circumcision contended with him, saying, thou wentest into men uncircumcised, and did eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning, and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. Upon which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered, and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, arise, Peter, slay, and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God has cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven.
Let me say something. I ran into a group of people back in the 70s and in the charismatic movement, and they were super saints. Super saints. And they said that those scriptures in Acts 10, which are being repeated here in 11, were talking about swine, pigs, pork, and said, they're unclean, you can't eat them. I said, wait a minute, you blind thing. God said to Peter, what he said to you now, don't call what I have cleansed unclean. He wasn't talking about swine anyway. He was talking about Gentiles. So God is confronting that spirit right now. That spirit is of the devil. Of the devil. Now, if you don't have faith to eat pork, I don't care. Romans 14 says, they that are weak or strong bear the burdens of the weak. And that is in conjunction with what you eat. So if you just eat celery, you're welcome with my ministry. Now, I don't know how long you will survive on celery. But we don't have any customs with the gospel that eat what you got faith for and leave other people alone. All right? Let them eat what they have faith for. Won't that be a wonderful day on earth? Oh, we know this strife won't be going on in heaven. You know, there's a song, When We All Get to Heaven. Anybody ever heard it? You have? You better watch out. I might ask you to sing it. Amen. And what's another one? When the roll is called up yonder, ever heard that? Boy, I told you I was in rare form, Bob. Amen. Thank God. We're not going to sing either one of them, at the moment at least. But we are instructing you in the things of the Lord. And out of the 11th chapter of the book of Acts, Peter, a Jew, in the flesh and now an inward Jew, is conversing with his with the circumcision, the Jews that are Jews in the flesh but are not yet inward Jews, and he had to tell them what went on, and guess what? Listen, and you'll see they accepted it. Maybe?
Verse 11, And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved.
Let's stop once. Did you know that should encourage you people that God knows your name? Well, he sent an angel to get a man named Peter, right? You think God doesn't know what's going on? He knows your name and he knows your sins too. Shall we proceed?
Verse 15, And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God has gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then has God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
You see what Peter said by the Spirit of God? If you resist the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in other tongues, you're resisting God. Do you know that? It's not smart. Peter said, who am I to withstand God? Nobody. We got any more verses left?
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's go read.
18. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then has God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Now, they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the church which was at Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that they with purpose of heart, that they would cleave unto the Lord.
Hold it a minute. Those of you that are listening or and viewing, have your Bibles. In 1980, on 380 Highway, going toward Denton, Texas, God said, spoke to me and said, go to Plano, speak to people Plano. I said, and what do I say to them? He said, read where Paul was at Antioch, and you will understand. And these are the very passages that I went to. I already knew what they said, but I understood a whole lot having read them about my ministry, and it was absolutely God, and the ministry has never changed. Let's go.
Verse 24. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. End of chapter.
That's it. You know, the Spirit of God just said something out of me, through me, that when I came to Plano and did what God told me to do and teach what God told me to teach, and I said my ministry had never changed, you know that? There's a false prophet that used to come here and in this building, and he gave an interview to D Magazine back in 06, I think June. And he says how the Spirit changed in water blood. Ever on the tenor, ever so slightly. You false prophet, repent now of your wickedness and receive the forgiveness of your sins for life. In Jesus' name, amen.